Every week we talk to you about Bible prophecy because we see that it's kind of coming true in the news. Things that were written in your Bible centuries ago, you can track in the trends and news items of everyday occurrences. For many centuries, critics ridiculed those who took the Bible prophecy literally, that in the last days human beings would have some sort of mark on their hand or forehead by which they would be identified and transact all business. It wasn't uncommon to see cartoons and caricatures of people with the numbers 666 branded on their foreheads. Not so funny anymore, because the technology now exists that makes it possible to implement just such a system. The latest Mark of the Beast advance in technology was touted in an article posted on June 17 on a British news site. It was titled, "We've Got You Under Your Skin, Battery-Free Surveillance Device That Can Be Implanted Under the Flesh." Here's some excerpts from that article. A new generation of battery-free surveillance devices which can be implanted under the skin and transmit over huge distances via wireless have been developed by scientists. Researchers are working on nanomachines that could be injected into the arms of patients and then report back to doctors who are monitoring them miles away. They would be powered by the motion of a person walking or even the pulse of a blood vessel, so would never stop working until the person died. The advancements were reported on the journal Nanoletters by Zong Lin Wang of Georgia Tech University in the United States. It is entirely possible to drive the devices by scavenging energy from sources in the environment, such as gentle airflow, vibration, sonic waves, solar, chemical, and/or thermal energy, he wrote. Our nano generators are poised to change lives in the future. Their potential is only limited by one's imagination. In other news about electronic tagging, Device.com posted an article on June 14 titled, "RFID Tag Body Parts Lets You Know What They Stuck Inside You." Here's some excerpts. Dr. Lee Berger says he's become frustrated with patients who lose track of their medical records, leaving him trying to figure out what they had done from a fuzzy x-ray. His OrthoTag system fits a tiny radio frequency identification tag right on the artificial part with information like the model and date of installation, the pressure and temperature near the device, and any signs of a local infection. The information can be read by a scanner held near the skin without resorting to cutting open the patient to take a peek. And so all the way back in the first century, the Apostle John saw the world we are living in, the future that is now here, in which some sort of mark on our bodies or in our bodies could do just about anything that we want it to. I like to remind you that technology is not the mark of the beast. The mark involves swearing allegiance to the Antichrist. He merely uses the technology that will be available to him to know who does and who doesn't swear to him. And so we're not afraid of the technology. Whatever technology is available to him, he will utilize. I remind you that we follow the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, but we're not waiting for any prophecy to be fulfilled, because the promise that we live for, the blessed hope, is that Jesus Christ could return imminently at any moment to resurrect and rapture the church. Nothing needs to happen before Jesus can do that. It is a certainty in Scripture. And so we ask you every week, are you rapture ready? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is most definitely coming. Amen.